Good afternoon. It's the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live again this Tuesday at noon from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Matt, boy, I tell you what, it was a great weekend this past weekend. A lot of things going on with homecoming on the Northwest Missouri State campus, but gets even busier this weekend with the winter sports taking to the court in men's and women's basketball to go along with football and volleyball and soccer off to a good start with a lot of things that were very positive from the past weekend there, too. So it just goes from one good thing to another.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on once again this weekend with, of course, football taking off, soccer diving into the MIAA tournament, playing on Sunday against Washburn at home as they're the 3 seed in the tournament. Volleyball has just 5 matches left, 3 of those coming this week. We also have the region championships coming up for cross country right around the corner. Then, of course, as you mentioned there, too, women's basketball, that exhibition against William Woods on Saturday, and the men's basketball team in the Hall of Fame Classic down in St. Joseph taking on Northern State Saturday, and Seattle Pacific coming up on Sunday. So, yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
And when you look at homecoming this past weekend, the Northwest football team made it a good homecoming for everybody. They made a statement at the very start of that ball game with that 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown off that reverse from Donardale to Davis. He went down that left sideline and just raced into the end zone, and it was on from that point on.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, UNK came out and they drove down the field, I think 75 yards, like 9 plays, and scored, and a couple broken plays that they made the most of. But, you know, after a PAT, they're up 7-6, and you kind of wonder if it was going to be a slugfest all afternoon. But, boy, that Northwest Missouri State defense really buckled down. We heard from Zach Howard talking with our sideline reporter Calvin Silvers after the game, and that whenever the team went over to the sideline, Coach Wright was talking about whenever they execute a play, it's not going anywhere. The Northwest defense was playing that well. It just happened to be one time that a ball's fumbled, T.J. Davis runs for a first down. A ball goes off the fingertips of a receiver, just happens to fall into the hands of another receiver for a huge play. So you take out those two broken plays, really, and they would have been shut out in that first half. So the Northwest defense really came to play against the dynamic offense. And then you're really seeing, you know, you mentioned it before during our broadcast, but Mike Hohensy looking healthy and dealing with some lower leg injuries there as the first couple weeks of the season that lingered really all the way up until last week, to where he really kind of was able to let things loose, took off that 56-yard touchdown run. You saw the speed. His passing was phenomenal, 14 of 18 through the air. So they really put things together and looked really good against UNK.
I thought that 56-yard touchdown run as well was a case where you look over on the UNK sideline, and there's kind of a look of shock now. How did he do that? He's supposed to be injured, but he just showed the speed that he's capable of, and I think they knew at that particular point things had turned a little bit for them.
Yeah, I think like probably the past 5 weeks or so, the way he was moving around in the pocket, he wasn't moving too fast, but he was as effective as he could of avoiding the pass rush and doing what he could to get his receivers time to get open and hit them down the field if there was a pass rush coming in. But then all of a sudden, he was really moving really well throughout the week, throughout that football game. Coach Wright mentioned that really those previous 5 weeks or so, he hadn't practiced either. I mean, it was all about mental reps, and now he's actually getting the physical reps in practice on top of going out there and doing it. So Mike Owens, he looked really good there playing quarterback. Braden Wright got some snaps, and he continues to progress after having some medical issues early on in this season. So if you put that together with the 4-touchdown performance from Al McKellar, a defense that is really playing lights out, few special teams issues, of course, with that kicking game that they're going to work out and resolve, but things looked really good as they headed into that Week 8 football game.
And that was really a win they needed to have going in with a UNK. When you look at the way the regional rankings came out as far as the MIAA championship goes as well, so they needed to pick up that win. And then, of course, you've got 2 more games left on the schedule, Southern this weekend and then Emporia State to wrap things up. But had they lost to Nebraska Kearney, things would be a little bit dicey for not only a conference championship but a berth in the playoffs.
Yeah, it really would. And this time of year, every win is just really magnified when you look at it that way. So UNK took a big hit. I think they're sitting at 8th now in the regional rankings. Washburn won, but they slipped down to 10th. And they have a chance to make up a little bit of ground with that strength of schedule playing Pittsburgh State this upcoming weekend. But, yeah, that was a big one for Northwest. Now sitting in 4th in the regional rankings, the way they stand now, they'd be able to host a football game coming up in the first round of the playoffs. So a couple more weeks, a couple more wins the Bearcats need to get starting this weekend in Joplin. But the road is set for what they need to get done.
Men's and women's basketball are getting started this weekend as well. And for the men, they open up with a rematch of perhaps the most exciting game they played all season long last year in that Central Region Championship game, that overtime win in Aberdeen against Northern State. And ironically, those two teams square off in the first game of the season this year.
Yeah, the Bearcats, once you got into the tournament, it was Northern State. And that was about it as far as exciting games went, because they well beat Washburn by 40 the game prior to that in the first round of the tournament for Northwest. So, yeah, the Bearcats looked good there and got a dramatic win before winning the national championship. It'll be a different look for teams. Ryan Hawk is not playing for Northwest Missouri State, and Northern State lost probably three of their top six to the transfer portal from last season. But, again, Northwest with Trevor Hudgens, Diego Bernard, Wes Dreamer, Luke Waters leading the charge. It should be a lot of fun. And then that matchup with Seattle Pacific, a team I know I've never seen before playing, so it's always exciting to see new uniform, new mascot, different coaching style, a team from a different region of the country. So that should be a fun weekend overall there in St. Joseph.
And the women get a chance to open things up.
Yeah, an exhibition there with William Woods. So Coach Meyer here in his fourth season at Northwest Missouri State as the head women's basketball coach. They've got a lot of depth, a lot of freshmen coming in, but this is a team that has a lot of talent, and I think they're looking forward to taking a big step this season.
We've got a big show on hand for today here at Pizza Ranch. We'll be back and have more for you on the Coach's Show right after this timeout from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
And we are back at Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking football as Brody Buck, a linebacker for the Bearcats, joining us. And Brody, good to have you with us here on the show here today.
Hey, good to be here.
And boy, what a fun game that must have been Saturday in the homecoming matchup with Nebraska Kearney. Not only a win, but really a defining win, I think, for this team this season.
Yeah, it was awesome. Defense played well, offense played better, so good day at the office.
No, it certainly was. You ended up with some big plays, including a couple of big hits on their quarterback, T.J. Davis, and one in particular that I thought was fun to watch anyway. Well, he was optioning toward the right. You're coming from the backside. He makes a quick turn, and you're right there to greet him just face-to-face there and put a hard hit on him. How much fun was that particular play?
Oh, that was awesome. Our game plan was to stop him, and I basically got free range to go after him, so it was tough at times, but it was a good time for sure.
And when you saw the game plan for the matchup with UNK and what they had planned for you on that day, how much were you looking forward to getting out there and playing that type of game?
Yeah, I had no pass responsibilities, so it was like I was blitzing pretty much every play. So it was a lot of fun. I was very excited to get out there and just go run around, have fun.
I think there were a lot of people though, that saw that matchup as one that could be a close one throughout the day, with the UNK coming in with just one loss. From your standpoint, watching a game film and hearing what the coaches had to say about this matchup, were you surprised the way that game turned out for you?
I knew, so before the game, you know, you can kind of get a taste of what the offense could do to our defense. And we probably knew that if we shut the quarterback down, we could stop them to under two touchdowns. That was kind of, I would say, the common goal. And then I think our offense just showed up. I think that was pretty surprising, just to see pretty much every drive came away with either positive yards or some sort of score. So
I think when you talk about that side of the ball, big key is just, it looks like a lot of people are getting healthy at the right time there, and that just makes a huge difference.
Oh yeah, especially in the quarterback room. You know, we have two quarterbacks that can play, and each being competitive and making each other better, so it's awesome to see.
And the defense really, as you said, shut down UNK. And I mean, even on that first drive where they scored the touchdown, it was really kind of a couple of fluke plays that kept that drive going. That one that looked like could have been ruled an incomplete pass.
Yep.
It
yep.
was picked up and ran. And then that pass play deflection, and they had the guy back deep that was in the right place at the right time. You take those two plays away, and it was just total domination of you guys on the defensive side.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was a good day. It was fun watching not only myself, but all the other linebackers, the defensive line, the safeties just flying around and doing their job and having fun. So,
do you feel like you guys are kind of peaking at the right time here?
Yeah, I think we're starting to get our chemistry a little bit, like you said. You know, getting some people back. Noah Williams at the D-line position, you know, getting some guys back to where we can start to feel confident with one another.
And a couple games left before you get to the playoffs, but that this past one was a big one to get to the spot where you're at now, where you know if you take care of business, there should be some football to be played after the end of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got Missouri Southern this week, you know, and taking one week at a time, as well as Emporia. So there's still business to be done, but it's looking like that'll be in our future.
And when you look at Missouri Southern, they're a team that 3 wins so far this season, but a team that's been in a lot of different games, and it looks like it's a much improved Alliance team from what you've had here in the past few years.
Yeah, I would say so. They played Pitt State very tough. They could have won that football game, and you know, we snuck away with the victory against Pitt State. So definitely not a team that you can just sleep on and not put in the effort and work to prepare for them. So
your senior season with the Bearcats, how much fun are you having as a senior coming through this program and having an opportunity to play with a lot of these guys for a few years, but knowing that as a senior there's some work to be done this year?
Yeah, it's a different role than last year, or I guess 2 years ago in 2019. Because that role, I was just, you know, doing what I can, playing as hard as I can. I didn't really have a huge leadership role. And this year, just that's a bigger role for me that I need to, you know, energy in practice, you know, encouraging teammates or making sure I know what I'm doing so I can help the twos and threes out in the linebacker position. But just being that leadership role has definitely gotten bigger this year for me.
And you've also made some big plays throughout this season, too, at some critical points in games.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to, you know, stay within my job and not get too, you know, too excited or too down on myself if I make a mistake, and just try to continue to do my job and let the game come to me.
Well, you look at that linebacking core. There's a lot of talented guys that you're playing with this year, aren't there?
Oh, man, we got five guys that can start, five, six guys that can start at any other program. So it's pretty encouraging to look around the room and trust in the guys that are going to go in there. So
I would imagine, too, when you've got that kind of depth of that position, it helps you out from the standpoint you know that you can just go out and give it everything you got on every single play and know that if you need to take a break, there's somebody that's going to come in behind you that's going to pick up right where you left off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we played Missouri Western, I ended up hurting my lat and – you know, Braden Dye came in and did phenomenal. So it's like exactly what you said, trusting the guys and knowing that if I do need to go down or take a break, I have guys that can do the job.
Now you come to Northwest from Omaha and Millard North. What was the deciding factor in wanting to become a Bearcat?
I think, you know, everybody talks about it. The winning culture is just something that you can't overlook. And that being 2 hours away from home, it was just the perfect decision for me. It was pretty easy. You know, I knew as soon as they offered me, I'm like, I want to be a part of a team that plays for championships each and every year. So,
and really, it seems like Northwest has had a lot of success getting some very quality athletes coming out of the Omaha area. I know Nebraska Kearney likes to get into Omaha and do some recruiting as well, but it seems like Northwest is really, not to say beating a UNK to the athletes there but per se, but it seems like you're getting some very quality guys from Omaha coming to the Northwest program.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, you have – UNL and there's no more UNO football program, so it's your best choice pretty much is to go maybe to the South Dakotas or Northwest. So that's, I think it's a pretty easy sell to go here over some of those other programs.
Now, again, playing a UNK this past weekend, right? Any players on the other side of the field there that you either grew up with or were very familiar with on Saturday?
Yeah, so there's actually, two of the players I played in the Nebraska Shrine Bowl my senior year with, and so I was actually Shane Henderson is their nose tackle, and he was yelling at me on the sideline while we were playing is pretty funny. And then also one of their reserve linebackers, we played against them in state. And so it was just pretty funny to see some familiar faces and be able to have a dominant performance and kind of rub it in a little bit.
Yeah, he didn't say much at all on that, did you?
Yeah.
And I know, too, that academics is a strong part of your life as well, lettering and academics in high school as well as coming at Northwest. Just tell us a little bit about the academic side, what you're studying, and what you hope to do in the future.
Yeah, so in 2019, I graduated with my business management bachelor's undergrad, and then I had a whole nother year. This is before COVID, and that's when I started my master's, and then once COVID hit, I kind of just prolonged those classes, and I'll finish out my I'm actually done with all my classes right now. So I finished this first block of the semester, and I'll wait to walk on the 10th of December, and I'll have my master's degree in business administration. And, I've thought about doing a multitude of different things, and I still have some pretty open options. But since I was a kid, I've helped my dad renovate homes and, flip houses. And I think that's something that intrigues me, the freedom of schedule. And it's just a lot of fun staying on your feet all day and doing some manual labor I enjoy. So.
Well, that sounds good. As far as making the decision to – again, you talked about the COVID year and the academics going along with that. What was the major decision you had to say, I'm going to play this final year of eligibility that I have football-wise as opposed to maybe go on with your life after graduation?
So there's a multitude of different things. I think knowing the kind of guys that we had in my class was a big factor. Knowing that we have senior leadership, senior experience, really good ball players in just about every position group, and it's one of those things that we came in 2016 and we saw them win the championship, and we know, as at least from afar, knew what it took to get to that point. And comparing just the talent, we got it, and so that was, so coming back to make a run for a championship is really the biggest thing. And especially for me, there's a couple of guys that maybe had to start their job right when they got out of school, or maybe a delay their life a little bit. Not for me. So I had the luxury of not having some sort of job that would delay if I were to stay for another semester or two. So it was a pretty easy decision for me. I kind of, I wanted to finish what I started, and I came in 2016, wanting to play for a championship. We haven't done that until or since 2016, so this is one of the main reasons why we came back.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier how you felt that things might be peaking at the right time here. When you look at the two games left on the regular season schedule and then hopefully further on into the playoffs, what are some areas that you think this team can make some more strides as you get ready toward the final push here?
I think just consistency. We've shown, we put up more points against Kearney than we did against Northeastern. But we've also had games where we score one, maybe two touchdowns in the first half. So, it comes down to really giving our full attention to each and every opponent, because I think some of the games this year we maybe played down to our opponent a little bit or definitely didn't play our best. And so just really having the same attention to detail that we took against Kearney to every single week, whether it's Moso, whether it's Emporia, whether it's whoever in the playoffs. Just really having that mindset that, if we don't win, we're going home, and it's still true right now. If we lose one of these games, we'll be in a bad playoff picture, or maybe not making it. Who knows what could happen. So just really having that mentality of just every single day just trying to get better and trying to give full attention and hopefully it'll show on Saturdays.
All right. Well, Brody, thanks a lot for being with us here on the Coach's Show. It's good having with us on the show here today, but it's been also a lot of fun watching you play in a Bearcat uniform.
Yeah, it's good to be here, and I love being a Bearcat.
All right. Brody Buck with us here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coach's Show. We'll be back and have more right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville. Matt Trenton being joined by Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach Amy Wirth, as well as sophomore Alyssa Rezach. And as we go into this, five matches left in the regular season. Now we're really hitting that point where it's the final stretch. One of these is a makeup with Missouri Western this week, as they, and Missouri Southern, I should say. They had some COVID issues a little bit earlier in the year, but this point in the year, do you kind of feel that magnitude of, all right, all those goals we want to accomplish, everything we set up before us, it's all right in front of us now?
Yeah, we just went over those yesterday from the standpoint of putting the goals up there. And, you know, you kind of have that middle ground of the season where you don't have anything shiny in front of you and you can get into that lull. And I think we're coming out of that piece right now from the standpoint of getting into something that is really towards the end of the season where all these, they matter, and we're definitely raring to go and ready to go after them.
Do you look at those checkpoints at all throughout the season, like as you're in the middle of that lull, or kind of go over a little bit and say, this is what we're trying to reach, but we have to keep on plugging away?
Yeah, and that's what we were doing yesterday, is just reconnecting with that piece. I think sometimes throughout the long course of the season, you lose track of that. So reconnecting those with our players and getting that really meaningful practice in yesterday, I think was very helpful for us.
Alyssa, you're obviously out here trying to win a conference title, and you want to go on and win a region championship and so on. But you also have to balance studies, homework, everything else that you have going on with being a student at Northwest Missouri State. Is it nice sometimes to hit that reset button and to kind of look at it and say, all right, we're going to play these five, we're going to shift to the MIAA tournament and keep on going? Because I would imagine everything does get a little overwhelming at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely all kind of focus on that. This weekend we kind of said, like, every team wants to go far in August, but how many teams want to go far in the depths of October and hitting November? And I think that we kind of collectively chose, like, we want to be one of those teams that still goes far. So we're really focusing on staying ahead on our studies, because the tournament falls right during finals and all that good stuff. But I think we'll do a really good job of staying on top of that.
So we're coming off a week with three matches. We're going into one with three matches as well, thanks to, again, that COVID piece for Missouri Southern from Family Weekend way back a month or so ago now. Coach, how hard are these weeks whenever you're kind of going through it of keeping everybody mentally and physically right for three?
It's a tough week, you know, from the standpoint of a lot of volleyball to be playing and not a lot of time to continue to connect as a team when it comes to the practice piece that we all tend to like, you know, from the standpoint of competing against each other and really improving. We just don't get a lot of that, you know, when you have three matches in a week. But I feel like from the standpoint of continuing to just put them in a process-oriented thought process every day, what we need to do, and give them that list, I think is really important so that they can keep it small versus a big picture right now for sure.
We're coming off a week like that and then heading into another. Do you feel the legs? Do they start to go at all once you get to Saturday? Or is it, we've been through this enough, it really doesn't hurt us?
Yeah, a little bit, but the adrenaline gets going, and once you get playing, you don't really feel it. So as long as we can just take care of business and not make it any harder on ourselves, I think we'll be good.
Now, Coach talked about the piece of being in practice and gelling as a team and building that camaraderie that way. As a player, do you enjoy going through the practices, or is it just get me into the match, let me actually play the meaningful competition?
We stay pretty process-orientated. I really like to go into practices because it's when you get to make mistakes and get better and really enhance your teammates, and that's when you start to see growth in your team. And then going into games and just putting that all together is really rewarding.
Have you always been coach-like in that way? Because I feel like for a lot of young people, and I'm not young anymore, but I'm the same way too, it's hard to focus on that day-to-day knowing that you're playing or working toward that ultimate prize, but you do have to go, you know, that process of grinding out the small little things to get to that point.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it because with club, we start in November, and we don't hit nationals till like May or April, so I've always pretty much focused on practice. So,
Northwest Missouri State volleyball on the season, 19-4 overall, 12-3 in the MIAA, 5th in the AVCA coaches poll. Coach Worth, as you look at it, coming off of a 1-2 week, but the two losses to top 15 teams in the country, again, kind of a long week with three matches overall. Do you flush those pretty quick, knowing that you're going to turn around and probably see UCM and UNK again here in the next week or so?
Yeah, I think from the standpoint is, you know, there's brighter days ahead from that piece. And, yes, we didn't end up on the winning side that we wanted to. But, you know, we have to take what we learned in those situations and apply them the next time we play them. And we know we're going to see them again from that standpoint. So you can't let it define you. You know, you have to let it teach you lessons, and it's never fun to lose. But I think paying attention to those lessons at this point in the season, I think, is important for us. And just putting some new wrinkles into what we do as, you know, coaches and into our players, I think, is important. Any time that you can do that within your team and put new people in the lineups, which we saw last week a little bit, it just revitalizes that starting lineup or just the people who are able to help off the bench. I think we got to see that last week as well. So I think there's some great things that we can take out of it. But moving forward, brighter days ahead for us. Going to have another three games, and from that standpoint, how can we learn from when the last time we played these three teams and put those into play this week when we play them?
And this week is a little bit different. Alyssa going off of seeing number 2 UCM, number 15 UNK, then, of course, Fort Hays there sandwiched in between to all unranked opponents. Missouri Southern's had their struggles this year. Newman's had their struggles as well. UCO is kind of to a point to where they're like, we need some big W's here as we're heading down the stretch. Right. How do you mentally approach it? Or is it the exact same of, doesn't matter if it's number 2 or if it's Missouri Southern, we're the same team?
Yeah, we need to really focus on being the same team, especially late in the season. It doesn't matter, ranked or unranked. Everyone's going to give you your best shot. And if you don't have that mentality, then they're going to sneak up on you.
And Coach, Southern's, it's been a tough go. They've lost 18 straight. How important is it to kind of, let's put them away early. Let's kind of get them thinking about things.
Right. We talk about that first set, you know, winning the first set, and I think this is important to set the standard from the standpoint of allowing them to have any type of merit in the game. We got to get that first set from the standpoint of starting out strong and doing our jobs early on, so we're not giving them any hope at all that they can get back into this match or get into the match.
Now, the back half of last week, we saw Northwest Volleyball return to Lampkin Activity Center inside Bearcat Arena. Three matches scheduled for there this week. Is it nice to be back inside the old home venue? Do you miss Hughes a little bit? What are the thoughts there? Melissa?
I miss Hughes personally. It was kind of a neat new atmosphere, and the crowd's right there next to the court, and it's new, and it's open, and it's bright and exciting. Still a Bearcat, though. You know, that's always going to be home, but we just, I mean, as long as we're playing volleyball, it doesn't really matter where we're at.
And that's right. I mean, if it's Bearcat or the Moon, Coach, you should only be playing, right?
Yeah, we just want to be playing. I personally like Bearcat, you know, other than the ceiling. I'll take Hughes' ceiling, put that in Bearcat Arena, and then we got a perfect setting there. I think it's nice to get into the rhythm of what it is to practice in our facility and be back in our facility. And, you know, some of the freshmen have never practiced in there, so it was a new challenge for us to take that on as well last week. And, you know, from that standpoint, how can we continue to get familiar with our new home? And you know, it does look different. You know, it has a different feel from the standpoint of the new painting and the new green that's in there on the bleachers. And I just think it looks really cool for our players to go in and to play there and know that's where we're going to end up our season.
Well, wrapping up this weekend, you'll finish things up with Newman coming up on Saturday. Prior to that match, going to honor 5 seniors on senior night. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done here within the 2021 season, but how special has this group been overall that you get a chance to honor?
They're extremely, you know, an amazing group of players that, you know, have been doing a great job when it comes to living our core covenants. And they're all on our Culture Wins group, which is our leadership group. And I think understand what that means to do that. And basically what we want them to do as much as they can is to work their butts off and be there for their teammates and follow our core covenants. And I think they've done that to the highest degree as much as they, you know, as they can whenever they've gone through this season.
Northwest with Missouri Southern, Central Oklahoma, and Newman coming up. Three matches last week as well. Maybe the most important competition, probably the Halloween costume contest within the program. Who brought in the best costume?
I'm biased, but I think my group did. We were four nuns.
And there were a couple good groups overall. The nuns, we had Mount Rushmore, mm-hmm. among others. So
Mount Rushmore won.
Yes, did they did.
Yep. Ryan Milkey did the judging, so he picked.
Oh, well.
He picked Mount Rushmore. You know, sometimes we're slim pickings on our judges, whoever's
I'm
around.
Just a phone call away. You know.
Okay. next time I'll put you on. You can come do the challenge of take on the big challenge of picking the best. And from the standpoint of having a practice that was meaningful yesterday, it was also great to be able to have fun with it. And we do it every year. We carve pumpkins and we also dress up as for a Halloween practice. And I thought it was fun to see their personality come through and just their creativity. So great to see and great to be a part of.
They were good. They were very creative as well. Coach Worth, what were you?
I was a mean teddy bear.
That's a real thing that you were.
Yeah, well, not really. I'm not that kind of person. But I had a scary teddy bear face on that was a horrible mask to wear, but I wore it. And I took one for the team, couldn't breathe in it. But no, it was fun to be able to take part in it with them.
Well, that's awesome. Well, the Bearcats getting set for a big week once again. Missouri Southern coming up Wednesday, UCO Friday, and then Newman on Saturday coming up. So, Coach Worth, Alyssa, appreciate the time, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
That's Alyssa Rezach, a sophomore for the Northwest Missouri State Volleyball Team, and head coach Amy Worth joining us on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Pizza Ranch.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
We're back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville. Now talking Northwest Missouri State Soccer. We have head coach Mark Gordon on with us, as well as Letty Bonifacio. She is a junior defender on the team, and Maddie McKeever, a senior midfielder. And appreciate you guys coming on. And what a week it's been. What a season it's been overall for Northwest Missouri State Soccer. Coach, qualified for the fourth MIAA tournament in program history. It's the first time hosting a quarterfinal matchup. That's coming up on Sunday. Just once again, we kind of see it throughout the year, but another huge step for this program overall.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy task. You know, the conference, everybody just will battle till the end. You know, the last weekend still had opportunities for some of the teams that we're struggling, opportunities for them to get in, opportunities for them to put some dents in some armor of some teams that were going on. And we experienced some of the challenges of that over the weekend, but prevailed, showed a lot of resilience. We're just very fortunate through the work that the girls and the commitment they've had with one another to be at the point where we're at this year.
Well, Maddie and Letty, and you, both of you kind of coming at it from different sides, because Letty, your first true fall season in the program, right? But Maddie, you've been around since 2017. I'm curious both of your perspectives on it. I hate to date you there, but you've been around for a while, so you've seen the good and the bad here with it. A program setting 12 regular season wins. Obviously didn't come easy knocking off Missouri Southern. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But for you, Maddie, looking at it from two wins in 2018 to now where you're at and kind of the driver's seat, a chance to make a push here to get into the regional as well. What's this mean to you, all the work and everything you put in?
Yeah, it's honestly obviously really exciting that every hour we spent either in the weight room, in the training room, or on the pitch is paying off now, and we're finding our team that can work best together and what we're able to put out there, and it's just really exciting to see.
Are there ever any points when you kind of go throughout your career and you're kind of, maybe this isn't going to work, and maybe we're not going to reach that point? Do you ever let those doubts creep in when you're an underclassman before getting to this point?
Kind of, but once Mark came to our program, we saw the things he wanted to do, so that just brought a big belief in the things that we can do as players, so that was just huge too.
And the Bearcats, once again, making a big jump, two wins in 2018, up to 12 here in 2021. Letty, you're jumping on your first fall with the program, but what's this been like for you of talking to Maddie and others that have been around for a little while, but just kind of seeing this program continue to rise?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be in this team. We have a really good group, and I feel like we're doing so good, and we work good together. So it's just happy and glad that we are doing good things.
Well, and coming here from Cali County Community College, you come here to win. You don't come here just to be able to go out there and kind of hang out on some nice new turf, but obviously you want to win and succeed. And diving right in, you're getting the chance to do that. How important was that spring season to kind of get in and get to know some teammates and build that chemistry before what we've seen this year?
It was really important. I think we connect more in the spring, so then we were ready for the fall. And we did good in spring, and we were doing great in the fall.
Well, the Bearcats have reeled off four straight wins to end the regular season. It finished with a road victory in Joplin, 2-1 in double overtime. Coach Gordon, take us through that one. Into the second half, down 1-0, and then obviously getting a couple goals, one coming in that second overtime. Maddie with a couple of assists as well. That had to feel really good of not only the accomplishment of we're continuing to move forward with a 3-seed in the tournament, but being able to grind it out on the road like that.
Well, there's been even some of the ones where maybe we didn't concede the goal. It's been a grind through some of the folks that, you know, and a couple years ago, I know that's where we were at, you know, trying to knock some people off, knowing we weren't going to get to go on and things like that, and had some good performance, you know, in our play then. But, yeah, you know, it was challenging with the surface we were on, natural surface. They had a ton of rain. There were some puddles, standing water, really muddy. And it was just kind of I think, an opportunity to try and level the playing field a little bit. And for our style, we like to play on the ground. And so it made it challenging in that standpoint. They're more of a direct, going to pump it down the field and get their athletes chasing it down. So being down a goal, you know, we talked, you know, at halftime, addressed a couple of things and things that we could modify to help us get back into the rhythm of the game that we wanted to play. They took the information and they did it. And, you know, a couple of opportunities following some fouls created a couple of key scoring opportunities for us. And, it was a hard-fought battle. You know, I think going into postseason, those kind of things can be really good to prepare you, rather than having kind of a walk in the park last match. Kind of sets the mindset and tone for what's to come. So I was grateful and that we could get it done, but also the fact that it was a tough match and we had to find a way, and they did.
Well, the first goal to even it up in the second half, Maddie at the free kick, Letty knocks it in. Can you take us through that, Letty, of, you know, that has to be in a certain spot, it has to be perfect, you have to position yourself a certain way too, and you did just that and able to drive it in.
Yeah, Maddie was doing great passes, so I knew where to be, basically, and the keeper just came out really bad, so it was really easy to put it in. But yeah, I'm really glad I got that goal, and it was a beautiful pass.
When the pass goes up, you see the keeper get out of position, do your eyes get kind of wide like, oh yeah, this is mine?
Yeah, for sure.
But Maddie, you have that one, and then you find Tegan Blackburn in double overtime to go ahead and seal the deal. What is it with the chemistry, the camaraderie that you're obviously on? You're finding your teammates and putting the ball where it needs to be right now.
Yeah, it's easy when with Tegan. She has a loud voice and a big head, big target. So I heard her screaming, and I was like, I know if I get this ball anywhere near her, she's going to get it in the goal. And that's what happened. She does that. She comes through in big moments for us, which is exciting. She was in a little bit of a drought, and so she was really excited to get that goal, and I think we'll all just be in full stride going into postseason.
Well, she's in a drought. Go ahead and get that goal, win that one. She's feeling good. The whole team's rolling right now. And now it's Washburn coming up on Sunday. They're coming in. We got some home field advantage for Northwest Missouri State, the 3 seed versus the 6 seed. Coach Gord, when you kind of think about this matchup, kind of a landslide victory for the Bearcats against Washburn in Maryville earlier in the year. How much stock do you put in that? Do you kind of say, don't worry about that 5-0 score? We need to focus on the present now.
Yeah, absolutely. That was then. Teams are different. You know, each day is different. I'm anticipating a different team. I think each of the players, they know postseason is always, everything's on the line, the finality of what the result means. I think, you know, we're going to have to be prepared and ready to play. They're historically a strong team. I think we caught them on a day, and we played really well. And so I just anticipate that game is going to play out differently in terms of the challenges that will come with it.
Well, and Maddie, you have to be pleased, too, with you go through the grind of a season, and you have about a week off to get yourself ready, and then almost another full week, get that win to move on to the next round. The bodies can get healthy, get the legs back under you to keep on pushing forward right now.
Yeah, it's really nice to have a full week off. We're able to take the day of rest and then have a couple days of practice again just to figure out our final game plan going into the game.
Now, as we're getting into this, we're in November now. Maryville weather is crazy, one day to the next. Letty, did you know what you're getting into when you signed up to come to Maryville? Postseason soccer in November, it's going to be kind of wild.
Yeah, not really. I wasn't ready for this cold, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do. So
That's exactly right. A chance to go out there and make some noise here in the MIAA tournament. Northwest Missouri State will take on Washburn in the MIAA tournament coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock at Bearcat Pitch. Coach, Letty, Maddie, appreciate coming on, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That's Mark Gore, the Northwest Missouri State head soccer coach, as well as Letty Bonifacio, a junior on the team, and senior Maddie McKeever, joining us here on Bearcat Coaches Show, talking about soccer. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
We're back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country, getting set for the region championships coming up this weekend in Joplin, Missouri. We're joined by Bearcat head cross country coach Whit Cunningham, as well as Kaylee Harp, a freshman runner on the women's team. And Coach Cunningham,
What's this week like? You're getting set for it, obviously. It's kind of what you've been gearing toward the entire season after a couple weeks off with the MIAA championships. Mentally, how's the team look right now?
I think mentally the team's really strong right now. We're enjoying the nice fall weather for training now. It's beautiful out, and you know, we're just staying with the basics. We're not trying to get too creative or too fancy. We're just doing things that we need to do to get better, but that we also enjoy.
Yeah. Kaylee, what's the training like? What's everything like right now? Of, you know, you've kind of been pinpointing this, and you know, it does kind of get that mid-season struggle, I would assume, of knowing, man, we're still a month and a half out from the region championships. We have practice every day. Are you to the point where it's kind of, I don't want to say more exciting, but it's exciting because you know there's some hardware on the line.
I mean, yeah, I think it's always exciting, and we're doing the same thing we've been doing. So, like, we dropped our mileage just a little bit, so you feel better, like, as, like, the weeks go on. So it's exciting that we're getting close. Like, we have regionals next and then hopefully, like, nationals in 2 weeks. So it's exciting, but we're doing the same thing we've been doing. So you do, like, your speed workouts and tempos and stuff like that. Nothing changed.
Is it all outdoors? Is it a little bit in Hughes Fieldhouse? Is there some weight training mixed into? What's that like, Wick?
Yeah, the weight training, it's still there. We peel back just a touch, just like a traditional running taper. We just peel back a touch there. I think we've only been in Hughes for part of a workout, really. We've been lucky to be able to go outside and avoid some of that Maryville wind.
Yeah, it is brutal, but it's the perfect time right now to get out there and run in it, because then going down to Joplin, I have to imagine it's going to be much nicer. Kaylee, have you had a chance to see that Joplin course, or maybe talk to any of the other runners that have some experience down there to what you're getting into?
Yeah, we had a meeting yesterday before practice about the course, so we were able to look at a map, and then Wick and Caroline and people who have ran on it were like talking us through what it was going to be like. So we get to run on it before we race, which will be really nice to get a feel for what it's actually going to be like on race day.
And how huge is that, Wick, too, just to be able to have a little bit of that comfortability with what you're getting into and what you're going to see going into such a big meet like this?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I think it really helps us calm the nerves a little bit. You know, we don't want to emphasize this meet and make it bigger than it is. You know, it's still a 6K for the women and bumping up to 10K for the men. But, you know, we're just there knowing the course, knowing the environment, seeing a lot of these teams before. This is now going to be our fifth race of the year. It's like we should be really comfortable going in right now and feeling excited to run.
When you dial it back to the MIAA championships and a great performance, both the men and the women, but Kaylee, you think about individually what you're doing. Not too far behind Caroline there in the standings overall. Did you exceed your own expectations when you think about the freshman season and the MIAAs?
Yeah, definitely. I was excited to be up there. I didn't realize I'd probably be like second fastest on the team like this early on, but it's exciting. We're all right there. It's just who has a good day win, and yeah.
And it's just kind of about stacking those good days back to back to back, right? I mean, it's such a mental sport, obviously physically taxing too. But going through that, how to put yourself in the right mindset to be able to go out and perform like that every meet?
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. I mean, you have to like the sport that you're doing to be able to do it. It's just it's like the team dynamic. So you're there for each other and you know it, and that helps you get through the days also.
And Wick, overall, whenever you think about the men's team, and really did a nice job of kind of clustering together there in the teens and putting together some good numbers, third of the MIAAs. How are they progressing? What kind of, I hate to say expectations, but expectations do you kind of put on in a meet like this?
Yeah, you know, we need to go out there and execute, do kind of the same thing. Luckily, our guys like bumping up to 10K. Some people don't, but we do, and we're really excited about that. We're hoping we have a nice, solid group. Pretty much in the same region, you know, same teens area, you know, so that requires us to move up a little bit from what we did at conference. But everyone's feeling good about it, talking with everyone. They're confident that they can do it. Now we just need to get the chance to do it.
Bearcats heading to Joplin this week for the region championships, Northwest Missouri State cross country, a chance to make some noise there after the region or the MIAA championships happened just about a couple weeks ago now. Kaylee, Wick, appreciate the time and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Wick Cunningham, Northwest Missouri State head cross country coach, and Kaylee Harp, a freshman on the team, joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout, back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time to turn our attention to men's basketball as they open up the season this weekend down in St. Joseph at the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame Classic, where many people like to refer to it the Diego Bernard Classic. And we got Diego Bernard here, St. Joseph native. And Diego, how much fun do you have playing down at Civic Arena in your old hometown there?
Man, it's a great time. I'm always going back there. Had a jamboree going up high school playing there too, so have a good memories back there.
And as a Bearcat, catch some pretty good memories too. I don't think you guys have lost there as a Bearcat, have they, for you?
Yeah, we've been fortunate to go back there two weekends to start the season, and we've been victorious ever since, so knock on some wood.
You guys play pretty well on neutral courts overall. Looking at some of the totals here, I think 43 straight wins on a neutral court. Of course, I don't know if you can call Civic Arena neutral court anymore the way you guys play there.
It's a kind of home away from home, we say. So.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And just kind of talk about the offseason here after coming off the national championship this spring. How did the offseason go for you? What are some things you tried to do to maybe relax just a little bit and then kind of get gear back up for this season?
Yeah, after we went down to Evansville and did what we did down there, came back for a couple weeks, take a couple weeks off, and then got right back into it with Coach Mack and Zave. Got back doing like shooting, passing, dribbling, coming to stops, just different defensive drills too. So I think we'll be ready.
And now also a trip to the Bahamas, I understand, there too. So
yeah, man, that was crazy. Oh my gosh, it the different COVID stuff that we had to go through to get in there. But like when we got there, it was paradise.
Imagine kind of just fun to relax with a bunch of people that you've had, really had some unique experiences and nobody else would have as a group, going through the different games and the national championship, everything. Just kind of get back and relax and have a little bit of fun.
Oh yeah, just we were supposed to play a game out there, but grace of God, it got canceled for the COVID. We just had 5 days just to chill, relax with our teammates. And it was a good experience for all of us.
Now, you guys have been busy gearing up for a pretty big matchup to start the season this Saturday at 5:30 tip-off with Northern State. You guys had a classic game the last meeting this past spring with that overtime win in the Central Region Championship. What's been the main things you guys have been working on right now to take it from what's already a high level with the national championship to maybe try to take your game to even a higher level this year, possibly?
Yeah, just getting everybody caught up on a defensive scheme, how we run defense here, and just being like active, just giving energy, not giving up on plays. Even if you get beat, just keep fighting, and just don't give up.
Now, how is the makeup of this team compared to past years? Most of you guys are back this year. Of course, Ryan moved on up to Creighton, but you've got most of the core back, bringing in a couple freshmen into the program right now too. Just overall, how do you like the makeup of this squad?
I feel like we're doing pretty good. Just the younger classmen had to step up. We had a few scrimmages already, and they're stepping up, and then I'm liking what we're seeing.
All right, as far as a matchup with Northern State, what are some of the things you're looking for in this big game down there?
Get stops on the defensive end and get action on the offensive end. I know it's going to be a good fought team. Northern State's always well coached, always have well class players, always fighting hard. Just know it's going to be a battle, and we're ready for it.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, you guys aren't gradually going into this season. You got a couple nationally ranked teams coming up this weekend. Seattle Pacific team, that first meeting with that particular team, but they're also in the top 25. So you guys play the best to start the season.
Yeah, that's how we like it. Just to start the season off, giving everybody's best shot. we want to give everybody our best shot too, just going into the season playing unranked or ranked teams, just going in the same mindset.
All right, Daigle, thanks a lot, and good luck for you this season. Look forward to watching you out on the court.
All right, appreciate it.
Daigle Bernard with us here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. More coming up right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at USBank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We have head coach Austin Meyer with us, as well as sophomore Peyton Rouse. Still only a sophomore, right?
Yeah, technically basketball-wise.
Peyton here, the seventh year on campus. I'm just kidding. It just feels like it's been a long time, right?
It does, really.
Thanks to that COVID year. A lot of things going into that. But we're starting things off finally this weekend, an exhibition coming up against William Woods. Coach Meyer, what's this like of year four going in for you and starting off on Saturday? It feels like things just kind of keep getting earlier and earlier, but here we are.
Yeah, we're excited to have a more normal year with you know, exhibition games, preseason games, scrimmages, and all that stuff. I'm just excited. It's been a really fun preseason. This group's been great to be around. You know, it's the hardest working group we've had, most talented, most together. Challenges, our league's really good, and you know the top teams are going to be really good again with bringing everybody back. So we just got to keep getting better every day and keep fighting, and hopefully we'll be ready to go when the ball tips up.
Peyton, a lot of depth on this team. A lot of post players have come in, some younger players, some returners as well. For you, what's the competition level like in practice of kind of saying, hey, this is my spot, I'm going to earn it every day?
Yeah, this year definitely has been the most competitive, like practices every day. Like someone new is always stepping up, which makes everything work better and makes all of us better too. And just having two other really strong post players has helped me grow a lot and just get a lot better on defense, offense, and everything. And also just helps the team, like when you have an inside presence, you kind of have to figure out how to get around that on offense and defense. You know, you have more help side too.
So you're coming off a year to where planned on playing, but then a knee injury didn't allow you to last year, so now back in the fold. Do you feel like you're 100% kind of where you were leaving off in 2019?
Yeah, I'm feeling way better. I mean, last year was tough and still work in process, like still rehab and all that, but been feeling really well playing, and it's just really nice to actually get to play and not just sit there and be like, okay, that'll be my time eventually, but now it's finally here again.
Well, Coach Meyer, it has to be fun to see young players and freshmen come in and see potential there, but probably a little more exciting to see players like Peyton or Kylie or anybody else coming off an injury, Emma Atwood, and seeing them get back up and get close to 100%.
Yeah, definitely. And Peyton, she's worked her tail off the whole off season, preseason, and you know we trust her too. She's not, you know, full 100%. She still has the aches and pains and the daily stuff that we kind of put it on her. Hey, you know, if you need to step out of something here, you kind of pick your spots, because we know at the end of the day we need her on our floor. You know, she's a really good post scorer. She's one of the best post defenders, in my opinion, in the MIAA. She just doesn't give up angles. She makes it hard to score in there, and we struggled at times last year. You know, I think a Pitt State at home, a post player that didn't even average that much, had 20 on us, and we just didn't have a presence down there. And so that size is huge from a rebounding standpoint. And then, you know, we had good possessions last year. We took care of the ball. We got a lot of open shots, but there's times in games where it's just, man, you got to be able to throw that ball inside and score, and she brings that to the table. So we're excited. And then, yeah, Emma, you know, she came in as a low money walk-on type kid that just worked her tail off and got into the mix and started for us to start the season last year. Ended up being bumped her up to a full scholarship kid, and so those injuries are tough because you feel for them and you don't always have the words to say, you know, make them feel better. But they fought through it, handled the adversity, and it'll only make them stronger in the long run.
And a chance to get out onto kind of a revamped Bearcat Arena this weekend. It's a new paint job, obviously structurally sound now too. So it should be fun being able to get back in the home confines.
Yeah, Peyton's excited, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been very exciting. Even just getting our first scrimmage in there, it's like, dang, we're actually back in Bearcat. So it's been nice.
Right around the corner, Northwest Missouri State opening things up with an exhibition against William Woods. That's coming up on Saturday inside Bearcat Arena. Coach Meyer, Peyton, appreciate you guys coming on the show. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. And that's going to wrap things up for us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch. Appreciate everyone coming on and everyone listening to us here today. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long.